Time for Action 6 News with Leslie Crotchmonger and Dick Hopstetler. Here's Leslie with today's top stories.
Good evening. First, the headlines. A giant man shits on Philadelphia. An old man shows his soiled anus to a waitress in an Olive Garden. A small dog eats a man's balls and dies. A crippled couple is arrested for fucking on a roller coaster. Now the stories behind the headlines. In Philadelphia today, a giant man dropped his huge pants and squatted over Independence Hall. He then unleashed a...
Dick reaches over and grabs Leslie's script.
Fuck you, you cunt. You did the headlines.
Lick my asshole, you dim-witted prick. My name comes first on the opening announcement.
That's because you blew the news, director.
At least I didn't blow a homeless guy who has the SIF...
Oh, yeah? Well, he wouldn't have had the SIF if you didn't fuck him out back in the dumpster.
Eat my box!
Not without a gas mask, dearie.
Keep fucking with me, little dick, and I'll tell your wife about the Cub Scouts you went down on.
Leslie, the way we're acting is crazy. Let's put all this petty personal stuff behind us and act like professionals. What do you say?
Good idea. I agree.
So what's coming up at 6 o'clock?
How the fuck should I know? What do you think I am, a fucking psychic?
No way. If you were a psychic, you would have known you were going to wind up with labia that hang down like satchel handles.
Thanks, Dick. That's real clever. By the way, doesn't that ever get to you, being called Dick?
Being called Dick is a lot better than being called Dick Licker.
Eat shit, raisin balls. I hope you swallow a turd. Well, folks, that's it for Action 6 News. Don't miss News at 11 tonight, as Rod Holder interviews a nun who's been receiving obscene phone calls from a man who says he wants to chew her bush during a funeral mass.
Action 6 News has been brought to you by First Bank, meeting community needs since 1849. First Bank, experience out the ass.
I don't understand these people who call themselves spiritual advisors. Franklin Graham, the unfortunate son of Billy Graham, is George Bush's spiritual advisor. Bill Clinton had Jesse Jackson. And here's the part I don't understand. How can someone else advise you on your spirit? Isn't spirit an intensely personal, internal thing? Doesn't it, by its very nature, elude definition, much less analysis? What kind of advice could some drone who has devoted his life to the self-deception of religion possibly give you about your spirit?
Sounds like a hustle to me.
I have no respect for any man who allows people to call him Junior. I immediately think he's a chump and a loser. To me, Junior means lower than, lesser than, beneath. Putting Junior on a kid's name is just a way for a father to control and demean his son and prevent him from having an identity of his own. I don't like that whole cult of the father thing in the first place. But apparently some guy's self-esteem is just low enough that they accept it. I have no respect for them. Pro sports is full of these hopelessly daddy-addicted athletes who wouldn't think of taking a shit without their father's approval. I especially have no respect for the ones whose fathers coached them in high school or college, or whose fathers played the same position they did. When I hear the sons of coaches and former athletes talking on television, they sound to me like parent pleasers and ass kissers. Why don't they grow up?